This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And it's time now for the food show. It's something we not only have done every day for a long time, but it's the longest running radio show in the history of New Orleans. And that may seem like a big claim, but it's actually true. 33 years we've been on the air with this thing, and it's great to be here talking about the food of our city and everything that goes along with it. And you know what I think is undoubtable is that one of the most interesting developments in the restaurant business and just the general eating and drinking business is that we've had a development of different places than we had in the past for buying the food that we need. And you know what the story is. If you're looking for the best kind of food you can get your hands on to do it yourself or to have it done in a restaurant for you, you want to find the local stuff. You want to find the fresh stuff. You want it to be prepared for you and to have a local kind of a feeling to it. And the farmers markets we have around town now, I remember a time when there was only one, and now there are quite a few of them. And you just wander around, and you run into, wow, look at this place. They've got these really great breads. And you keep on walking, and here you have a variety of fruits, and here you have some really interesting vegetables, and you have somebody who cooks something or other up. I mean, the possibilities are just about endless. And one of the markets that has been among the best in the city has been the one in Gretna, right there on the riverfront, right? Wouldn't you say? Let me get somebody who will back that up. Denise Ponce. Hi, Denise. Welcome to our show. Thanks for dropping in on us.
Well, thank you so much, Tom.
Yeah. The Gretna Farmers Market. What do you call it? Is that the official name, or does it have another one? I don't know.
It is the Gretna Farmers Market.
The Gretna Farmers Market. And they've been that. I'm going to say at least 30, 40 years, right?
Well, yes and no.
We
did have a farmer's market pre-Katrina many years before, but the official date now is October 29th, 2005.
Oh, well.
We were the first farmer's market open after Katrina.
That was a big help to the community. Everywhere. In fact, we talk about that all the time. What would we have done if all the various food operators in the city had not come in after Katrina? I don't know if we would have had a city, but it did, and that was where you could get everything you needed pretty much. And the farmers were still out there, and the fishermen were still out there, and it kept on going. And here we are now.
Yes.
Yeah. When is this? This is on Saturday, isn't it?
It is. Every Saturday, rain or shine, and we really mean that.
Yeah.
8:30 till 12:30.
Yeah. 8:30 till 12:30. So you can just wander around there and have a little fun just hanging out, couldn't you?
Oh, definitely. Downtown Gretna has so much to offer.
It's really a cool area, you know, with the levees and all of that. It's and then every now and then you see something drifting by on the river, and you never know what you're going to see over there.
Definitely true. It's a historic district.
Is it?
Yes, it is. It's also a cultural arts district sanctioned by the state. So we have a lot of beautiful buildings, historic buildings, renovations, and wonderful programming going on through the city of Gretna.
Yeah. Like what, I should ask?
Like, besides the farmer's market and the Gretna Art Walk, we also have...
What happens on either of those? You make art walk? No, that's not... I don't believe that.
You have to walk through the art.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The art walk, we actually feature local fine artists and fine crafts. That happens once a month on the second Saturday of September, October, November, December. We, of course, have the farmers market every Saturday, And we have a lot of other interesting festivals that go on throughout the year.
Mm-hmm.
This particular Saturday evening from 5 until 9 p.m., there is something that is called Share the Streets, and that is a very exciting project.
Mm. Share the Streets. Well, I would certainly hope so.
Yes, we do. And it's going to be open to everyone, of course, free admission. There will be all types of vendors and exciting activities and programming such as yoga, dancing,
really?
Skating.
Yoga on the levee?
On the levee or on Huey P. Long Avenue.
I mean, I'm just trying to put those two concepts together, yoga and the levee.
Very interesting. Well, and don't forget about the Batcher.
The Batcher? Oh, the Batcher, B-A-T-T-U-R-E.
Yes.
There was a restaurant in the corner that's made by St. Charles Avenue and Jackson. Carrollton. There was a restaurant up on the second floor. It's where there was a hamburger place up there before, but their name was, in fact, exactly the same name.
The Batcher?
The Batcher. No, it's called, The Batcher. The T-H-E-B-A-T-T-U-R-E. And you never knew what you would find up there because it was, there were people who lived on the Batcher. I mean, that's for real. Do any of those people come out of hiding and bring things, or do they figure it all?
Well, I think they, I don't know. I don't know of any of our vendors that actually come from that area. We do have local farmers. We have one from Marrero. We have another farmer from Amite, who also...
Amite?
Mm-hmm.
That's where they shuck all the oysters.
Amite?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Wow.
A-M-I-T-E?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, there is a huge oyster shucking operation that is a major project for the people involved. It's a huge business, and they ship oysters to pretty much the entire country. But they do it right there in Amite, Louisiana.
Oh,
funny, huh?
That is funny.
It
very
isn't
interesting.
Yeah, because it's so far from where the oysters come from. I mean, you wonder, well, who thought of this? But this is a good source of oysters if you ever are looking for them.
Indeed. Yep. And it's a good also source of great produce. Our farmer that actually comes to our market every single week, Feckety Farms. Feckety Farms, Joe Feckety.
Joe Feckety. You know, this is a man I need to meet. What does he sell?
He sells any type of produce that is in season.
Like just produce generally.
Produce. And it's the real deal.
How does he spell his name? Joe? Wait a minute.
F-E-K.
F-E-K.
E-T-E.
E-T-E.
That's it.
Joe Feckety.
That's right. He is from an area called Hungarian Settlement.
Hmm. I wonder where that is. Probably up the river towards Baton Rouge would be my first guess on that.
Yes.
Because you have all those Germanic operators there who really, if you look at old maps of that whole area there, you find it constantly being referred to as the German coast all along the river there. And so this is, you know, none of this is that you're telling me is new in case somebody is thinking, you know, boy, somebody thought of that. But this has been a long-running ability that has been bestowed upon those of us who really like the fresh stuff.
Yes, indeed. And his produce is delicious. All of our farmers are always in season. That's what we sell. What's
yeah,
in season.
That's the point. Yeah,
that's the point.
Do you get out there every week? I know as the coordinator of the market there, this is your job. But do you keep your eyes on everything that comes in so you're up to date?
I do for the most part. I usually am there on Saturdays. Some Saturdays I don't attend. I might send my husband
assistant
to shop for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we have wonderful volunteers that staff the market,
and
they do a great job, and our vendors are like family. It's a very close-knit group.
I'm guessing that this might be a little more complicated than anybody could keep straight in his or her head, but can you throw out a few things at me that the market is marketing lately that you're really excited about?
Well, I'm very excited about being on today's show. That would be a start.
Well, then you need some better ideas because if all you're working with is me, I can tell you we'll see that flame that's just going down into the river there?
This is correct.
That's me.
No, this is a great opportunity just to come on the show. Also, of course, we're on social media, Facebook. I do a weekly news flash.
Okay.
We also
That's
have
helpful.
Yes, it is. It's very helpful. And
because you never know what's out there until you read something like that.
That's true. And we'll occasionally get new people to the market, new patrons, and they say, I had no idea this was going on here. So we reach out. We also have a GretnaFarmersMarket.org website. You can always get information at the www.gretnala.com.
That I'm going to write down because I have never quite figured out Facebook or any of that stuff. I'm just an old pooperoo from another era. but this sounds good. What's the name of the website for?
It's all one word.
Yeah.
And it's Gretna Farmers Market.
Gretna. Wait a minute. Because I'm going to use this. Farmers Market, M-A-R-K-E-T, right?
Correct. .org.
.org.
Correct.
Okay. Okay, well, now we know where to find the data.
That will be every single week the most up-to-date information of the vendors and what's coming up at the market.
All right. Now, water our mouths. Tell us some things that have been there lately.
At the farmer's market?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, definitely. We have Mizuna.
Mizuna.
Do you know what Mizuna is?
I do. It's an unusual kind of lettuce.
It is.
And you can make really great salads out of it. The first place I ever saw that, though, was at Commander's Palace. And Chef Jamie Shannon, who has passed away long since, he was using it when nobody else had heard of it. I'd never heard of it until then. So Mizuna, M-I-Z-U-N-A, I think is
That's correct. Yeah. And it is delicious. And it's in season right now. And one of our farmers does also sell to some of the area restaurants before he comes to market on Saturday.
Well, that's a good place to start. You know, a lot of people, they'll let the restaurants introduce a lot of things to the market before you and I would see it in the supermarket or something like that. But then again, that's what the markets are for, too, is getting unusual items. What
yes.
else? Tell me some more.
Black kale, dinosaur
black
kale.
Black kale. Black kale?
Yes.
Wait, will nothing stop this vegetable?
Nothing.
It gets in the way. Every time I turn around, there's more kale, you know, is in my shoe. You know, I just, the things that we have to put up with to get this out there.
Yes.
What is, I would appeal to anyone listening to us right now, if you would please, and I'm not going to, in return, try to make a fool looking out of you, because I kind of enjoy being a fool. I'd like you to explain to me what it is about kale, whether it's black kale or whatever other color you have over there.
Dinosaur kale.
Dinosaur kale. I would like to know what exactly it is about that is so alluring. But we will move along and see what we get later. What else? Give me some more.
Well, in season, of course, we always have peaches, and we'll have satsumas coming very soon from Plaquemines.
Oh, my goodness. You know, you're right. That's a September thing for the most part.
It's coming up.
In fact, the ways I have my calendar figured out is that I go to Manresa Retreat House, which is up the river there, and usually by the time I get there, they have four or five satsuma trees there, and I'm usually just a little bit too late to have caught any of them. So it's September when September and into October is when you start seeing those satsuma. What a delicious thing, huh?
They're so wonderful.
When my daughter was really little, like 3 years old, about that, she would just tear into satsumas and eat them like there was no tomorrow.
Well, they look like little pumpkins.
They're wonderful. They're delicious. And a few other nice things. All right. So that's something to look out for, because the West Bank is where all that comes from, really.
Yes, truly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what else?
We have radishes.
Beautiful radishes.
Radishes. Yeah. Absolutely beautiful radishes. Chard.
Chard.
There's chard.
There it is again.
It's
almost.
It's not going away.
No, not that I've noticed.
other types of lettuces.
Yeah.
Mixtures of that, spring mixes. Eggplant. The eggplants have been beautiful.
Yeah, this is the time of year for that, too.
Zucchini,
yeah.
Yellow squash,
mm-hmm.
Tigger melons. Have you heard
Tigger of Tigger melons?
Tigger melons.
Didn't he used to play for the Saints? Tigger melons? I vaguely recall. Yeah, I guess
what?
I just don't. No, I'm afraid. I clearly am wrong about that. Where were we?
Tigger melons.
Tigger melons, okay. Yeah, didn't he used to play for the Saints?
That I don't know.
No. Oh, yeah. I don't think so.
Ooh, I'm just, not sure.
Yeah, it's just a silly thing. Okay, what else?
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. Yes, indeed. Now we're talking real food.
Sweet potatoes.
Yep.
Red potatoes. Beautiful little fresh dug red potatoes. That's how we advertise them at the market. Also, snap beans.
Snap beans. You know what I've noticed lately, and you tell me if you've also noticed this. In fact, it happened last night. Last night, my wife and I went to Kay Paul's, and she had a seafood dish, and I had a pork chop, which is a good thing to get at Kay Paul's. And so I had, I'm just really going through all of this. And wait a minute, this had something to do with what you just told me. And I've forgotten what it
is. Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. Yeah. And the sweet potatoes were already running. And, you know, where could you be without sweet potatoes? And certainly, you know, Kay Paul's and Chef Paul went before while he was still with us. He certainly knew what they were worth.
Definitely.
Because he used them all the time.
And they're wonderful with pork.
Oh, they're terrific. Yeah. Yeah. And that's really as local a tradition as you can imagine. Yeah. It's the Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. We're sitting around talking with Denise Punt. She is the market coordinator of the Gretna Farmers Market. You get any meats or seafood or in there pretty much?
Oh,
tell
yes,
me about
we do.
It.
We do get crabs, fresh boiled crabs every Saturday.
This is the time of year for that. They're coming on right now. If you're one of those people who really likes those number one male crabs, the real big ones, right now, it's the time to look. No matter where it is you're looking, look. And they're really good.
They are. And our seafood vendors, A&J Fresh from the Bayou Seafood, he actually goes out that morning, 3 a.m., crabs, brings them to the market, and boils them on site at the market.
Perfect.
Also boils shrimp that he trawls and brings to the market. And also their soft-shell crabs. They sell live soft-shell crabs.
Another very seasonal thing.
Very
so get them while you can. That's the truth about that.
Yes.
You are listening to The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. I'm going to take a little break from talking to Denise over here in the meantime so she can catch her breath and tell me something else interesting that's going on from the farmer's market in Gretna. First, please, we'll take just a second here to mention, first of all, that we will later today give away, as we have done for the last week or so. We're getting to the end of this, by the way. I think tomorrow is the last day. It is thing that is going on is all of these, all this seafood and all this other stuff that has come to be part of our area has been used very widely in the culinary menus and the special menus that have been out there for about the last week or so. It's restaurant week. It's been restaurant week. And so the chefs are out there really doing a job with all that, but we are getting to the end of it. And one way that we celebrate that is that later today I will give away a $75 gift certificate to dine from the special menu, originally the culinary menu. It's the same thing as the other one they use. And you will be able to win that. All you will have to do is to have your name ready to go. You need this phone number, 260-6368, 260-6368. And when I tell you, dial that number, and if you are the 12th person who answers it, you will be the winner of the special menu over there, $75, and it's the Pelican Club, and you don't get a lot better than the Pelican Club. You're making a face like you've been there before.
I love it.
Isn't that a great place? It's underrated. It is not nearly often enough talked about.
Agreed.
Yeah, I just love it. So anyway, we're going to give away a $75 gift certificate. That'll give you easily two of the culinary menus. That's and you know which is again I tell you exactly the same as the seafood. Oh no, I keep wanting to say this wrong, but forget about it. That'll be coming up later on in the program. So just be ready, and we have a lot of other things to talk to as well. Okay, we're back to the farmer's market, and I'm sorry. I have to take a break. I'm just completely forgetting that. We'll be back with more of the Food Show after first. Please this. Ain't misbehaving, saving my time for you. It's the Food Show. Boy, that was silly, wasn't it? I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. We're hanging out today with Denise Ponce, who's with the Gretna Farmers Market. And, you know, there are a lot of things that go on in markets that not everybody knows about. One of them, one of my favorites is, and I don't know if you have this at your place, but maybe you do. People ask me often, how do you get your knives sharpened? And I tell them, well, one way is to buy one of those machines that does it. But to tell you the truth, I think most people over fix up their knives, and they want to grind them off a little too soon. But at the farmers markets, not all of them, but I know at least a couple or three of them, there are guys whose job is sharpening professional chef knives. And the chefs bring their knives in, and they do them up for them, and they give them back. Sometimes they'll pick it up, and then you come back the next week, and they'll have it ready to go. But if you're trying to figure out how to get your knives to get a nice sharp edge on them, you just go to the market? Are you doing that over there?
Yes, we do have a knife sharpener. He comes every other week.
Yeah.
So you would go to the .org to see if he's coming that week. His name is Doyle. He's been with us since the beginning of market.
Huh.
He can sharpen knives, scissors, gardening tools, etc.
Yeah, I figured as much, because that really is a handy thing to get done. But folks, before you go and do that, don't mess with your knives every week. The best wives. Did you hear that? Boy, that was a weird thing to think. the best knives that I have, I've had them for like 20 years. I've only honed them maybe one other time. You don't need it very often, but it is a good thing to have now and then. So
yes.
You can do this at the farmer's market.
Definitely.
Yeah. All right. Very good. What else do we have that we haven't brought up that might be a little offbeat?
Well, I don't know if it's offbeat, but definitely it's a specialty. We have a baker, Voodoo Bakery, and she...
Voodoo Bakery?
Yes. Actually, it's Voodoo Dough, but Voodoo Bakery.
Okay.
And Chef Angela is fantastic, and she does authentic sourdough bread.
Yeah.
And we have another baker, the Little Flower Bakery, who specializes in Lebanese cookies and Amish friendship bread, which is a very labor-intensive
process.
That's
unique.
And they're there pretty much every single week.
Ah. What's their name?
Voodoo is Chef Angela. And
Chef Angela, okay.
And the Little Flower, her name is Mary Moises.
Okay.
And her Lebanese butter cookies will melt in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
They remind me of
all that
Cajun
stuff.
Tea cookies, kind of, but they're not.
Mm.
But if you love Cajun tea cookies and you like shortbread, you'll love her Lebanese butter cookies.
Mm. That all sounds wonderful to me.
Yeah. Me too.
And once again, although we've probably said it a couple times already, but it needs repeating, this goes down every week, rain or shine.
Yes.
And it is on pretty much on the levee, or right there on Huey P. Long Avenue, right by the courthouse.
Yes.
This is the downtown. For a long time, it was the whole Jefferson Parish. I think they might still be the headquarters there.
It is.
Yeah. So this is, you know, the heart of Jefferson Parish, and going all the way down to the lake, to the you know, that big water thing.
The big water thing. That really big water.
Yeah, yeah. Well, to go to this costs nothing.
That's
you
right.
Just, you just walk in, look around at all the stuff that's available, and if something grabs you, prices are certainly affordable.
Prices are wonderful.
It's almost like free in some cases.
Especially for produce and jams and jellies and eggs.
Yeah.
You cannot beat the price. We have community tables set up so you can enjoy a bite to eat. Authentic Thai food. We have smoked meats. We have boudin, hogs and cheese.
Good. Who's doing all of that? That's not easy.
It's not. Tailgaters smoked meats are the ones that do
tailgaters.
Yes.
Hmm.
The smoked brisket is out of this world.
You know, the first time I had that, I was in the custom of having brisket boiled and just served with horseradish and stuff like that. That's the way every restaurant in town did it. But it comes out a whole lot better barbecued, I think.
So much better. It is so, they must smoke that for overnight easily. Yeah.
Well, good. All of this is going on every week. Maybe, do you ever take off for like Christmas or anything like that?
No, unless it's Christmas Day. We haven't, since I've been the coordinator, I haven't had to deal with that yet. Yeah. The only day we do not have market is the day that Gretna Heritage Fest is happening, and that will be September 29th because it's right there.
That's kind of a festival unto itself.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's coming up, though, September 29th.
Hmm. Well, thanks for dropping in and talking to us about all this stuff. And if you have anything that goes on in between now and the next time we bump into one another, please feel free to call us on the air or just stop in, and we'll get the word out. To the extent that we can,
I would love that.
Yeah,
I would love that. Of course, I'm a fan of your show anyway.
Oh, good.
So I can call in sometimes.
Do you send out an email or anything to anybody?
Yes,
or
I do. I send out. I will add you.
I don't know if I'm on your list, but I'd like to be.
You should be on my list.
Yeah, I really should.
But thank you.
Because it sounds like the everything you're bringing up is just made for the way I eat, for one thing, and also the way almost everybody in my house does, because there's the dog. No, wait a minute. No. I'm just kidding.
Wait, the dog. We also have a vendor that does
doggy treats. Doggy treats?
All natural Hungry Hounds treats.
I love the name.
Hungry Hounds.
Yeah.
So
Hungry
we
Hounds.
Have her, and we have some wonderful vendors. It's pet friendly, kid friendly. We have a free kids activity every week.
Oh, that's great.
And we have special events throughout the year for kids and for adults, too.
Yeah. Well, you know, if only it was everywhere you went. You found these kinds of wonderful things, but...
Small town
but
atmosphere.
Close enough. I mean, once a week is probably enough for most people.
I think so.
Well, thanks for dropping in. Again, I tell you, take me at my word. You are always welcome here.
Great.
And anything going on, please tell us about it, because we're going to go down and see what it is.
I will hold you to it.
Please do. Thank you very much. That was Denise Ponce. And I told her, first thing that hit me there was that down in the Cajun country, there is a dish called a ponce. And a ponce, there's also something that's related to it called a chandru or something like that. And that one is made the same way as a ponce, except that it's made and smoked. And a ponce is a pig's stomach. Hey, listen, we eat plenty of unusual things, you know, but this one is actually goes way back in history. Maybe you ought to try one sometime to see. I think you'd like it. It's actually pretty good.
Well,
you know who has it now and then is Gabrielle, the new Gabrielle restaurant over on Orleans Avenue in Mid-City.
Wow.
I think he has them on the menu. If not, then it's a special.
Is it similar to like a Menudo?
No. It has none of that quality to it.
Okay.
Menudo, I know well, but that's not the same thing. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I think you'd like it more than you might imagine.
I'll take your word.
Well, thanks for dropping in.
Thanks so much.
And see you around.
Have a great day.
Bye. It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice. Our program today is sponsored by the Maple Street Cafe. The Maple Street is back in business after that one day it took off. That one day is Labor Day. Why they shut down on Labor Day, I don't know, but they did, and they always do. But who cares anymore, because it's now up for the year, the Maple Street Cafe. This is a converted house that had added to it a courtyard up front. And then they had another courtyard, sort of like a courtyard, also there. But what comes out of this is that when you go there and you eat something that's like maybe a little seafood dish, one that the chef whips up for you with crab meat and stuffed with shrimp or whatever. I mean, they get into all that at the New Orleans level. Sometimes they get it in other styles, but it's always something different around there. And you can, at the end of that meal, say to yourself, well, I just went out for dinner, and this is it. This is my result of that. And the same is true if you are thinking more in terms of casual dining. And for that, they have plenty of stuff on the menu that would just fit right in, pasta dishes. They do some really nice veal dishes and a certain number of appetizer kind of size items that I think you'll like. The Maple Street Cafe. So it goes either way. You can have it as a quick little place for a special lunch or a special dinner, or you can turn it into almost a romantic kind of a place. It's quiet. And their food is really good. Maple Street Cafe, 7623 Maple Street, about midway between Broadway and Carrollton. 7 days a week they are open, and they'd love to have you call in and to take a look at what they're doing. The Maple Street, 260-6368. 260-6368. We will come back with more in just a moment after First, If You Will. This food show. This is Tom Fitzmaurice, and it's nice to be here with you every day talking about food. Yeah, I really mean that. Every day. We're here every single day. Sometimes we get bumped off by the football games or, you know, something like that. But it's not we're here pretty darn near every day of the week. And I love to be so because, I mean, think about it. What's more interesting than eating your way through New Orleans, America's best eating city, if you ask me? Our number is 260-6368, 260-6368. Call right now. You'll get right in. Please do this for your own benefit. Within the next hour, we are going to give away a gift certificate for a $75 dinner at the Pelican Club. And if you don't know about the Pelican Club, you haven't been listening to me very much because I've been touting it for years. I just love it. And it's a five-star restaurant for me and a great variety of things. They get into the culinary and the restaurant week and all of that stuff at this time of year. They get into that with both feet, and they have a special menu for that, and it's some of the best food around. And it's actually affordable. Well, here's a chance where you could actually win the whole thing. And that will come up sometime later in the program. Get ready for this. This is what you need to know. The phone number is 260-6368. In other words, it's the same phone number we used to talk on the air. 260-6368. And when I tell you, call that number. And if yours is the 12th number to be called, you will be the winner of the $75 gift card from the Pelican Club. So that's something they'll keep listening for a while. I hope it is anyway. Love to hear from you about anything on your mind about food and restaurants and cooking and wine. Let me get going on what's on my mind. My wife has taken over the job of telling me where to go every night to try to get as much interesting information as I can savage from all the different places where restaurant information can be found. And anyway, she has been telling me, listen, you go to too many restaurants over and over again, and you don't go to the new ones. Well, I'm proud of saying I don't go to the new ones, because sometimes the new ones really ought to wait for a little while. But maybe it's true. There are a lot of restaurants there that have been open for quite a while, but I haven't gotten to them, mainly because there are so many of them, and it's hard to keep up with. But I see the point, and so she has been picking out restaurants that she knows she hasn't been to lately. And if she goes, that means I was going too, so I probably wasn't there either. But the last night we went to K. Paul's Louisiana Kitchen. In case you are not up to speed about that restaurant, it's famous and should be, because Chef Paul Prudhomme, who opened it up back in the 1970s. I remember sitting over at Mr. B's talking to him when he was telling me his plans for this. This was when we were still on speaking terms. Later, he told me he didn't want me coming into the restaurant. But I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, that's over, and it's all in the old days. Chef Paul did more for people, especially young people, getting into the whole business of restaurants and cooking and all of that. He inspired many, many people. He did a lot of really terrific food for a really long time. And he had people imitating him all over the place. He was just one of those people who had that charisma. And I miss talking to him like we did a long, long time ago. But as you probably know, he passed away about a little more than a year ago. And so all we have to remember him by is that really first-class cookbook that he put out, Chef Paul's Louisiana Kitchen, I think is the name of it. That's a fantastic cookbook. And also his restaurant is still going on. There is a different Chef Paul there now. It's Paul, what's his last name? Starts with a T, I think. Miller, Paul Miller. He's been the chef there for quite some time. He's kept a really good standard over there that whole time. So anyway, my wife and I went to K. Paul's last night for dinner, and they were doing the culinary menu, the one we've just been talking about, where they're still doing the special menu for the season, the restaurant week. And three courses, $39. This is for just anybody who walks in, and that's quite a deal. And we went there, and we got that menu. Started off with their turtle soup, which is delicious. Then their chicken andouille gumbo, which is also really, really good. My wife had a fish dish. I'm trying to remember what it was. It was something a little offbeat. I had a pork chop because I'm big on pork chops these days. This one was stuffed with a variety of Cajun stuffings. And it also had a sauce, a Marchand de Vin sauce, they say. That would be a red wine-based sauce served with a couple of different things that made it, first of all, a very big plate of food, but also a very good one. And so they have a few other items, too. They have a particularly good special menu. Now, here's the bad news. That whole promotion, Restaurant Week, tomorrow is, I think, the last day. No, I'm sorry. It's the 13th is the last day. So if you've been trying to get to that, you have to get on with it. Chef Paul, K. Paul's Louisiana Kitchen, will be there with that Restaurant Week, so don't pass that up. It was a pretty darn good meal as far as I was concerned. My wife was a little turned off by the fact that they were serving a Creole-style jambalaya instead of a Cajun-style jambalaya. But you don't even have to know what that all means, because it's something where you feel one strong way about it or you feel another strong way about it. And so what are you going to do? You either like the Creole style, which has a good bit of tomato in it, and a Cajun style is more likely to have with no tomatoes in it. In fact, I've heard from some Cajuns who say if you put tomatoes in gumbo or jambalaya, you have no idea what you're doing. Well, I don't know. It tasted okay to me. But that was last night. We were at Chef Paul's, K. Paul's Louisiana Kitchen. It's right in back of the courthouse, right in the middle of things in the French Quarter. And I'm happy to feel like I can just go there and dine anytime I want, because for a while there, they would not let me in. And I guess I don't blame them. I don't know what I did, though. I to this day, I have no idea. Someday I hope to find out and then apologize to whoever needs to be apologized to, or who knows. It's The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, 260-6368. Call right now. You'll get right in. We'll talk about anything you want. And that's the entire range of eating. We also have a few oddball questions that we were playing around with a couple of days ago. Let me run a couple of these by you, see if you have any feeling about this. Let's say you're in a choice. You've gone out to eat, okay, and you're in the restaurant, and you have a choice of waiters and waitresses. Let's just call them let's just call them servers to make it more accurate. Okay, so you're in a restaurant, and you have a choice of waiters or servers, whatever you want to call them. And which of these would you ask for? Okay, you're about to make a request of having a certain waiter. All right? Would you go for the strikingly beautiful waiter? It could be a guy or a girl, either way, by the way, before you ask me that. Or would you go with the waiter who has all of his customers laughing at him all the time? Or would you go to the waiter who gets all the food out hot? That's the only thing he does, but he does it really well. He gets all the food out hot. Or number four, this waiter is the one who waits on you all the time. In other words, he's the guy who you just call your waiter and you say, "Hey, I'm coming there Thursday night," and he takes care of you. So which of those do you think is the closest to the way you feel about these things? You're going to a restaurant, and you have a choice of servers, and would you ask for the strikingly beautiful server? Would you go after the one who has all of his customers laughing all the time? Or would you go to the server who gets all of the food out hot? Or finally, the one who waits on you all the time, so you got to keep having him wait on you, right? Or do you? Well, what's your thought about this? Call me up and tell me. Give me a reason to exist. You know, I'm sitting here encouraging people to call us and tell us what's on their mind as far as... Hello there. You're listening to The Food Show. I'm Tom Fitzmaurice, and it's fun to be here with you talking about eating your way through the city. We talk about restaurants. We talk about cooking. We talk about just about any kind of source of food out there. They're getting to be new ones all the time. There are these, what do they call them, food courts, where they kind of are like the way that they show up in, let's say, malls, retail malls. But usually when there's a food court in the middle of a mall, none of the food is particularly good. Some of these other ones lately that have been opening mainly for the idea of serving food or drinks and everything else, been a lot more interesting and not all fast foody and all of that. Our number is 260-6368. Sometime within the next hour, I'm going to tell you, we are going to give you that number again just so you have it down. If you copy it down right now, you will already have that done. But what you'll do with it is call it, and if you are the 12th caller, you will win a gift certificate for a $75 dinner at the Pelican Club, a five-star restaurant. So this is pretty serious stuff. But we haven't done it yet. We haven't started this. Just copy down the phone number so you'll have it when you need it, 260-6368. And I return to the question of the moment, and I hope you would favor me by giving me your opinion on this, because I'm sure you have an opinion about this. Okay, imagine this. You're going to a restaurant. You have a choice of the waiters and waitresses there as to who's going to take care of you. Which would you ask for if you were allowed to do that? Number one, would you ask for the strikingly beautiful waiter? Or number two, would you pick out the one who has all of his or her customers laughing about him all the time? Or you have the waiter or waitress who gets all of the food out to the tables hot as opposed to not so hot? And finally, do you know about the one that waits on you that does so all the time? You are a regular customer of this particular server. Do you go with them? So, all right, so we have the strikingly beautiful one. We have the one that who makes his customers laugh. We make another one who gets the food out hot. And then finally, the one that waits on you all the time. Call me up and tell me what your feeling is about that. 260-6368. We're coming up to the news, which we will favor ourselves with, find out about the hurricane stuff they're getting somewhere else for a change, although I certainly don't feel good about the people up there on the Atlantic seaboard. That is not good where they have landed. And those of us who know, well, you know, all right? Stay tuned. The food show will resume after we get back with our update of the news. And our telephone number again is 260-6368, 260-6368. Love to talk with you about anything on your mind at all. If you have something you've been meaning to ask somebody about who might know, or if there's an ingredient you're looking for, or if there's a restaurant that is it still open, or, you know, any questions like that, we handle that easily. And if I don't know or somebody else here doesn't know, we can always find somebody listening to us who does know. So call us, 260-6368. Stay tuned. The news is next from CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System, here on 105.3 FM HD Radio, HD2. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.